This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time to talk about the pack with Andy Herman of the Pack-A-Day podcast on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G provider of the Green Bay Packers on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
This is the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Tommy works in the house. Mason's out today. He'll be back on Friday. I'll be off on Friday. Tomorrow, we're all off recovering from New Year's Eve tonight. And to share his New Year's Eve plans with us, joining us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. We go from one of our best friends, Camille Davis, to one of our other best friends, Andy Herman, in the house. What's up, Andy?
I got to follow Camille. That nobody should have to follow Camille. That's not fair. How am I supposed to do that?
We've done this to you at least once before now already too. Fair. Yeah, we just stack the show with our best friends.
You have to set this up like a WWE card, Mitch. You got to start with the undercard first. So I should have been coming on first. Ooh. And then you wait for the main event for Camille towards the end. There's a logic to this, Mitch.
Oh my God, I Gunther. Sorry. No, that's all I got.
I just think about it like the three of us plus Camille, because we're the four best friends that anyone could have.
Ooh,
I mean, that's really...
2026, yeah. We're going to have Andy and Camille on at the same time. We're going to do Quad Box.
My gosh. Yeah. I love Quad Box.
Yeah, Quad Box looks awesome, for sure.
Drink. I'm in. Drink when it's Quad Box. So, Andy, I ended with Camille asking what she's up to tonight. I'm going to start with you. What are you up to tonight? And I assume there's pizza involved.
There's pizza involved. We're going to pick up some Luigi's tonight, so I'm excited for that. And then we're going to a friend's house, celebrating, having a few drinks, I'm sure, and then trying not to be too hungover tomorrow when I've got to get a ton of work done. So yeah. That's the current plan.
Do the kids stay up till midnight
kids?
Yet?
Yeah.
Kids are going to be at Nana and Papa's house, so they have some friends that they're going to have with them there, too. So don't know. I doubt midnight, but yeah, never know. We'll see.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's fun. The evolution of kids with New Year's is always, it's fun, but it's also like, it's kind of like what do you do? Do you include them, because then they change the fun. They don't ruin the fun, but it becomes more like games and that sort of thing. And then like, are the kids in the basement and the adults are upstairs? You know, so it all evolves. It all works itself out.
It's a different dynamic.
Yeah, I have the first question here. Oh. Actually, it's more of a statement. 2026.
Can you do a reset?
We are with Andy Herman.
Yeah.
Pack-A-Day podcast. Check him out wherever you get it. 365 days a year, it's Packers. I mean, how could you not love what Andy Herman's putting out there? But I have a resolution.
Agreed.
In 2026, I'm done switching up. I'm done switching up on takes. I'm just going to live and die by takes, because I got burned so bad when I was the first person in Packers fandom to call out Rashawn Gary. And then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's good. Maybe he figured it out. And now everyone hates him, and I'm just jumping on a bandwagon of Rashawn Gary, whatever is going on right now. And Andy Herman, I have you to thank for it. I have you to thank for it. I had to hear how good he was in run defense in like week four this year and how you should really change your thinking on it. But now, Andy, it feels like everyone has caught up to Tommy. Rashawn Gary, what the hell is going on?
Tommy was right. Andy was wrong. I'll end the new year with that, the way that you would most like it. Enjoy that as a New Year's gift. Never going to happen again.
Never
going to happen again. But no. So again, I do still think early in the year, the conversation was nuanced. I thought he was playing really good run defense, as you mentioned. He obviously was coming up with at least pressures and some sacks, even if those sacks were, you know, kind of married up with some Micah Parsons pressures and things like that. He was still finding ways to make an impact. He was a team captain, obviously still is. Just the optics were even different. Even if it wasn't, again, what you were high-end expecting, there was a player there who, again, I had as, and I think PFF and I, at least prior to this week, were both pretty much in lockstep as the seventh or eighth best defender on the team. Again, the nuance here is that you're not paying him to be the seventh or eighth best player on defense, not the team, seventh or eighth best player on defense. You're not paying him for that. You're paying him to be one of the top players on defense and the top players on your team. And he clearly was not that all the way around. So I thought earlier when and whether this was your take or not, the idea that Rashawn Gary sucks, Rashawn Gary's awful, get him off my team. I thought that was, over the top. I thought that was aggressive. I thought we swung too far in the opposite direction of like going from, hey, he's not great, but now get him off the team. I thought that was like too far of a jump. However, in recent weeks, and we all know now, he's not had a sack since October. He's not had a tackle for loss since October. Against Chicago, he didn't register a stat, period. Not a tackle, not an assisted tackle, not anything. Against Baltimore, he struggled in the run and failed to make an impact in the passing game. So, yes, I understand. And just when you have the optics of, I think the play that really stood out is the play where, you know, Rashawn's doing his little Rashawn jog and Micah Parsons in Denver sprints past him from the other side of the field and then goes and gets a pressure on the quarterback. And Rashawn gave up on the play 4 seconds before that. Like, you see things like that. And when you have that C on your chest as a team captain and you're supposed to be a leader, not only vocally, but by example, that's where you start getting into these optics. And to be fair, for Green Bay, in a game against Baltimore where Micah Parsons is out, you now have Kingsley Nagbare and LVN out snapping him as defensive end, which de facto, if everyone's healthy, puts Rashawn Gary as defensive end number 4. And breaking news, you don't pay 20 plus million to defensive end number 4 on your team. The writing seems to be on the wall for Green Bay and Rashawn Gary. And I think that was probably his last game playing at Lambeau Field wearing green and gold.
That was going to be my next question for you, Andy. Like, is there any way he's in a Packers uniform next year? Because it sure doesn't feel like it, you know, based on the cap number, based on the production, and based on, you know, it's not just you who do a daily podcast. It's not just us who do a daily radio show. But when the coaching staff isn't playing him, clearly they're seeing it also. It's not just us. You know, it's not just you who break down the numbers. We had Dusty on yesterday. It's everybody sees it at this point.
Yeah. And what I would say is, I think the writing's probably on the wall, but we have seen Green Bay be loyal to a fault with guys like Kevin King, with guys like Joe Barry, with guys like, you know, we can go on and on. We could make a list. Nick Perry. We could go on and on a mile long of guys that they have stayed a bit too loyal to, and it's kind of come back to bite them. And so, yeah, I think the very logical jump to conclusion here is that Rashawn Gary should not be on this roster in 2025 or 2026, excuse me, and that they should go in a different direction, especially based on that cap hit. I can't look anyone in the eye with any certainty and say that Green Bay will in fact make that move, because they've shown in the past that they, especially guys who are team captain, they like them in the locker room and things like that, that they don't stick with those guys a year or two too long from time to time. So to me, it's a no brainer. It's a pretty easy decision from here on out, but I will wait to see until we get that final, notice from Green Bay that they've either released or traded him until I feel 100% confident in it.
Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Andy Herman NFL, if you want to follow him on Twitter. All right, Andy, let's have one question, I guess, about the game that the Packers are supposed to be playing. Just wait till you see Rashawn Gary quit on Sunday. That's going to be all-timer against Max Brosmer. But anyway, regardless, skip off Rashawn Gary. This Vikings game, Andy, How much does this game matter for morale? And what are you expecting to happen in this ball game at the quarterback position right now? Because Desmond Ridder, I think that we're all in on Desmond Ridder now, because that's what we do in Green Bay. We just rally around backup quarterbacks whenever they do anything. He's throwing four touchdowns on Sunday, Tommy. What are your expectations for Sunday? And ultimately, how important is it in that locker room, do you think?
Yeah, so a couple things. First of all, wouldn't it be more on point if Rashawn Gary had like four sacks this weekend against Max Brosmer in a game that didn't even matter whatsoever?
First 10-sack year right there.
Yeah, first 10-sack season of his career. Yeah. Like that would be, I think, even more fitting in this scenario. So a couple things. First of all, I can't imagine a world where Desmond Ridder gets in this game unless there's a Clayton Tune injury. That's a really difficult thing to come in on a Wednesday, get ready for a Sunday game. You know, I know he knows some of the nomenclature and the calls just from his time in Minnesota, LA. Matt LaFleur talked about that today. But I just don't think that that's going to be something where he has a legitimate role on this team other than just backing up in case of emergency, in case something would happen to Tune. I do expect Tune to play. I expect this is going to be very ugly. I don't think you could get, and we'll see if it's even Brosmer or J.J. McCarthy, having a game in which J.J. McCarthy, Max Brosmer, Clayton Tune, and Desmond Ridder are the four dressed quarterbacks potentially for the game is about as bad as it gets from an NFL standpoint, if we're being honest. Here's how I view this game. It doesn't matter at all. What I'm watching for in this game, what does Ketanji Adapo look like? What does Colin Oliver look like? Can Baron Sorrell do anything? Does Jordan Morgan get some time at left tackle? Like those sort of storylines. Do we get to see Bo Melton at corner? What does Bo Melton look like as a corner? Tyron Hopper at linebacker. Like those are really fun and interesting and intriguing things to watch. The game doesn't matter. You cannot do anything in this game that helps you in the wild card week. So, if Jordan somehow plays and the offense goes out and they, you know, go 8 plays, 80 yards and score a touchdown, that doesn't do anything for you come the game against Philly or Chicago. It's cute to say like, oh, but they're going to get a little momentum. There's a better chance, in my opinion, going against Brian Flores and that defense, that they go blitz heavy. And we saw what they did against Detroit, that you give them 2 series and they go, you know, they don't get anything as special accomplished. They get a field goal. And now does that do anything for you? And you can lose things by playing players or being ultra aggressive in this game, because if Jordan Love or somebody would go down with an injury in this one, and if you want Jordan out there, are you trying to push Zach Tom back quicker so you've got his full complement of players? You put Christian Watson and Jaden Reed out there. Does Josh Jacobs now have to play because Jordan is playing? I just think you get into a very slippery slope, and I think the ultimate answer here, as they probably lose this game to Minnesota, is you are rest in piecing this entire end of the regular season and saying we are starting fresh entirely come the wild card round. It is a new season, new opponents, it's a new year. Nothing that happened in the regular season matters anymore. You are ripping that Band-Aid entirely and just putting that all to rest. And to me, you're just starting completely fresh. And I don't really care if Jordan Love is a little bit rusty or whatever. He's a veteran. He'll be fine. And you just go to, you do everything. If I'm Green Bay, I'm not even, I am, you know, probably running stuff this week in practice that it could either be Chicago or Philly. I'm already prepping wildcard week. That's your advantage here. That's your one advantage, is that you can start prepping for this upcoming playoff game immediately. Chicago kind of has to play to beat Detroit if they want to stick to that number two. So I think that's Green Bay's one advantage in this situation, is they can rest and start preparing for likely Chicago.
And did you just rest in peace a verb? Rest in
piecing the rest. It doesn't deserve it. It's not a thing, but I'm gonna coin it anyway.
No, what I like about what you just said is you just gave us like a laundry list of guys to keep an eye on. Like a laundry list of guys. You know, we've been told that Jordan Morgan is not a guard. And now we're told he's not a right tackle. We are told he's a left tackle. And if he gets the opportunity to play there against the Vikings defense, which is going to want to hurt, you know, they're going to come out firing like they did against Detroit last week. To them, that momentum at the end of the season does mean a little bit something. I'm real torn on the Jordan Love thing, and it's like I get that, like, you don't want to get him hurt, and you're right. If he comes in for 1 series, goes 8 for 80, and looks amazing, or 3 for 80, and has, you know, a classic Packers 20-25 drive, like, so what? Like, at the end of the day, you're right. So what? So I think that, you know, how do you approach a game like this where it's not exactly exhibition? Like, the Vikings are still playing football, and you don't want to get guys hurt. Even Hopper, even some of those defensive linemen you mentioned, like, you still don't want to get guys hurt, but you can't play three quarters. You can't play half. You know, that's not how Christian Watson got hurt last year, but the mentality of the team last year in that Bears game certainly was not the right mentality. How do you protect yourself in this situation?
Yeah, so a couple things. The first thing that's important to remember, and Matt talked about this today as well, is you're going to have seven inactive. You get two guys called up from the practice squad. It's a 48-man game day roster. You can only deactivate seven players. Now, you can kind of put a couple other players on ice, but you look at the potential safety position. No Zane Anderson. So, yeah, Kitano Adapo is going to play a ton in this game. But your other safety, Jalen Simpson has the ability to play there. They've done some things this week, but, you know, probably Javon Bullard and Evan Williams are going to have to be active in this game and could theoretically get in this game if there's an injury. And at linebacker, as of right now, there's only four active linebackers on the 53-man roster. So, yes, you can go into this game expecting Hopper and McDuffie to play a ton. But if Hopper and McDuffie go down, or if you need a 4-3 formation, well, guess what? It's going to have to be Quay Walker, Edgerrin Cooper, who's that third linebacker, unless, again, they call somebody up, or maybe they do something unique with Colin Oliver. Maybe there's some ways to kind of cover for that, or Aaron Mosby. But for the most part, like, there's a lot of players that are still important to this team that are going to have to, at minimum, be active, and at minimum are a play away from having to probably finish the game and play it out. So as soon as you realize, you know, you're probably sitting Love, Malik Willis, Josh Jacobs. I would assume there's a couple other players on defense and offense that you, Zach Tom, no matter what, probably sits in this game. Once you come up with that list of seven players who are out no matter what, everyone else has to figure out a way to still mentally get active for this game, that even if the idea is like, hey, we don't plan on playing you, you have to be ready, because again, you're a play away from having to go in and potentially play that game. And once you have that group set, you have to get everyone in the same mindset of, hey, we're going and attacking this like a game. And again, yes, you can prepare for some stuff for Chicago and Philly, but you have to be able to prepare for that game, because if you play not to get hurt, what happens more often than not? You get hurt. So it's a football game. Yep. Go out there and put your best tape out there possible. Try to improve as a player. Try to see if you can still get a win, although I don't necessarily expect it. But you have to play that game like it's a regular game, like you would any other way. Otherwise, you probably are more susceptible to injury and or other bad things that could go on because you're not fully prepared to play in that game.
Andy Herman, Packaday Podcast here, joining Mitch Nellis, Tommy Wirtz on the Mason Crosby Show. Andy, Jordan Love, obviously banged up a couple weeks ago and didn't play against Baltimore, probably not going to play against Minnesota. Is there a legitimate argument for the rest versus rust, though, however, heading into the postseason? I think that there are two things that I feel can be true about this, and that is that I do believe that the Green Bay Packers have the best chance to win a postseason game with Jordan Love against the Chicago Bears. With that being said, I'd rather my heart get ripped out because they lose to Philadelphia. Like, I don't know how, like, give me some more confidence, because I do feel that Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, as I told Mitch at the beginning of this show, they are a part of the plan. As far as this window goes, it is Jordan Love, it is Micah Parsons. I didn't name anyone else. Ed Policy, that's the only other guy I can name right now. That's how far deep we're going into this. But why should Packers fans feel good about a playoff game as long as Jordan Love is the quarterback?
Yeah, the first thing I'll say about rest versus rust is I think there's no right answer and no wrong. Like, either way, it's not a perfect scenario. You would love to be able to play guys. You don't want to get guys hurt. And in most scenarios, I think it's a debate. In this season where you've got a billion and one guys hurt and every injury luck situation seems to go against you and you haven't had a bye week since early in the season, I think this one is as cut and dry of a decision to try to rest as many people as you possibly can in this game and try to get as healthy as you can and just start over in the postseason. As far as your second part of that, you know, to me, the bad news is I think they can lose to anybody at this point in time. And there's a piece of me, yep, too, that's like, hey, I'll take the loss to Philly. A loss to Chicago would be just the cherry on top of this unbelievably awful season and Sunday that we've had to, kind of experience with all the bad luck, injuries, et cetera, through the course of this season. So that would just be the capper on an awful season. What I will tell you is that all the other teams in the NFL right now are a level of bad as well, or at least not as good as maybe in other seasons, where every team has weaknesses. Every team has reasons where they could lose games. The Rams, who I think is still maybe the best team in the NFL, just lost to the Falcons, lost to the Panthers recently, and could easily still get knocked out. They're probably going to go to Philly in Philly in the first round of the playoffs. The best team in the NFL might get knocked off potentially in that game, and they haven't played great as of late. Philly has its severe flaws. Chicago can't play defense. Their defense is absolutely atrocious at the moment. So while I think Green Bay could lose to any team, I legitimately think that there is not a matchup in one game, in a one-game scenario, that if they go out and play anywhere near respectable football, that they can go out and win. And I think that both Chicago and Philly are winnable games for this team. So this offense is really good. If I'm game planning for the rest of the season, what I'm saying is, hey, we're going to put up a lot of points on offense. This is Jordan Love's time, and we're going to be very aggressive. We're going to throw the ball a ton. We know we can't run the ball very well. So it's Jordan Love and points on offense, and we're going to play an extremely aggressive brand of defense. We might give up 35 points, but we are going to get two turnovers on the way. And if we can get those two turnovers, give the offense some advantageous situations, I feel like we have the opportunity to win that game. That's probably how I'm playing it from here on out.
Andy Herman joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. Tommy, I'm going to switch gears unless you have any more Packers questions.
No, I think I'm all good. I'm all tapped out.
Okay. Who is your Super Bowl prediction? Yeah. Who's your Super Bowl prediction right now, Andy?
Yeah, the crazy thing is we did this exercise, that myself and the Paul Farrington show guys this week, of like predicting the Super Bowl. I would go Patriots and Rams right now, and I would give a slight edge to the Rams in that game. That being said, the matchups right now are Patriots-Bills in the first round. And if you told me the Bills won that game, wouldn't be stunned for a second. Like, no. The Bills might even end up being favorites in that game. Rams go to Philly. If you tell me Philly's favorite in that game and that the Rams lose that game, wouldn't be surprised at all. I think this is going to be one of the most fun, entertaining, and exciting postseasons in any sport in recent history, where every single one of these games, from Wild Card Weekend through the Super Bowl, is a complete and utter toss-up based on what we've seen so far this year, and could go in any direction imaginable. So I feel not great about any of these teams. So I still think the Rams have the best roster and the best team in the NFL. And I think the Patriots are playing really good football. And I think, you know, the way that Drake May is playing, but even them, they've got Stephon Diggs gate this week. They've got Christian Barmore gate this week. Like, right, they've got some stuff on their side of things that is not going awesome either. So I don't feel great about that, but I'm going to still say Rams over Patriots as of right now.
I just feel that it's a year that perceives parity, that the Eagles end up just winning the whole thing at this point. And I know that they have...
Tommy thinks Eagles do
it. They haven't looked unreal by any means, but it feels like eerily similar to a down Chiefs year where, oh, the Chiefs are, they're going to get overthrown this year, and then it's actually... Oh, no, they're the team that's been in the postseason, that's had success in the postseason, so they are dominating every other team during this process right now. And the AFC, to your point, too, I mean, I feel like no one trusts any of the quarterbacks who are at the top right now, and the Bills, like, they're the kings of losing in the playoffs, so why would I choose them either?
Yeah, and I've got Niners-Bills. I think the Bills, because it's so wide open... Like, Josh Allen, of all these quarterbacks, he's like the one who's actually been there before. He might not be the one I trust the most, but he's been there. And I just think the Niners are peaking at the right time. Now, maybe they're 2 weeks early and they don't peak in 2 weeks. But I think this could be Josh Allen's year kind of out of nowhere.
Can I tell you who I think the most important player in the playoffs is?
Say it's Jonathan Ford right now. Do it.
Nope, it's not. CJ Stroud. If CJ Stroud plays well in the playoffs, the Texans are going to win the Super Bowl. That defense is insane. Wow. They're the best. I think they have plenty of weapons on offense. Their offensive line's a little bit shaky, but if they somehow all of a sudden get really good CJ Stroud, I think the Texans win the Super Bowl.
Wow. All right. That would be fun.
I don't think they're going to, by the way. I don't think they're going to get great CJ Stroud, but if all of a sudden he plays like we kind of saw during his rookie year and just goes and balls out, I think that's a Super Bowl team if he plays that way.
And I think it's easy to root for either the Texans or the Jags, right? They've never been there before, sure. So why not, right? I mean, that would be absolutely, that'd be fun. But yeah, I don't know if I love it, but we'll see.
Are you confident that in two games that Giannis has showed us that the Bucks, who are in the 11th spot in the East, but only four games out of the fifth spot, like, Are they on the right track to righting the ship this year? Not to be like a championship contender, but at least to be a playoff team relevant in the NBA.
If Giannis stays healthy, they'll at minimum be a play-in team. What happens from there? And if they can, you know, get through the play-in and go to the playoffs, it's a really bad East. And, you know, again, if you told me that this team got hot at the right time shooting threes and Miles Turner started playing a little bit better, they maybe add that one piece that they're looking to add, and Giannis just goes crazy in the postseason and they pick up a postseason win or two, meaning like a series win or two, I wouldn't be stunned by that. But I just this team is very clearly not good enough. I'm still very much on the trade Giannis while you still have the most trade equity possible for him before he has another injury or has something. You're like one Giannis injury away from like all of a sudden him being the most tradable player maybe in the NBA with getting one of the biggest returns, to like all of a sudden it's like Joel Embiid where you can't even trade that guy if you wanted to.
It's literally Aaron Rodgers at the end all over again with Giannis, it feels like right now. I mean, it's just there are groups of people who want to be all in on whatever Aaron says goes, and there are groups of people who are like, oh my gosh, I'm so annoyed with Aaron right now, get him off the team. And it feels the exact same way with Giannis right now at the end of it.
And for me, I love Giannis. I will always be a huge Giannis guy. Yes, I love the windmill dunk. I kind of love heel turn Giannis. Give me more heel turn Giannis. I am all in on sort of dark side Giannis. Yeah, give me dark Giannis. I'm all in on all of this, and I think it's a cool way to kind of go out. I do think that he could. I think some of the stuff right now, where it's like, why are you asking me if you have the ability to silence all of it and just saying I'm finishing the season with the Bucks and all of it goes away. Just saying I'm not going anywhere this year. I'm finishing the season with the Bucks and all of it goes completely away for the rest of this time. But again, I don't think this is even a Giannis thing. To me, if I'm the Bucks, and I get that this is a very difficult situation because Giannis is your cash cow, and as long as you have him, you sell tickets, you're a mid-market team. I get all of that. But I think if you're looking at it from when can you open up your next championship window and have any sort of, again, championship sort of equity, the sooner that you can get the most possible stuff in return for Giannis and start rebuilding this thing, I think is probably logically the better way to go.
I have one question for Mitch Nellis here.
Okay, and then I have one for Andy.
If theoretically me and you were in Green Bay in a week, would you want to hang out with Andy Herman?
1,000%.
Okay, just throwing it out there. That's rumors.
Andy Herman,
rumors.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Just saying.
Did MJF deserve the belt?
I have not been paying attention as of late to all of it. So I've been way off in all of wrestling because I've been just way too busy.
Oh.
I think at any point in time though, just without being educated on the topic, you can always put the belt on MJF. And I think that's never necessarily a bad decision.
That's fair. All right. I'll take it. You're my AEW guy. So I had to go AEW with
you. I know it's been a hot second just because I've been way too busy. So I got to figure out a way to get back on the AEW
sauce.
What is
it like? End of a Packers season and like lots of.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lots is going on. Like, geez, unbelievable.
I know.
He is Andy Herman. Follow him. Pack a Day podcast every day, putting content out there on YouTube and wherever you listen to your podcast. Follow him at Andy Herman NFL. Andy, Happy New Year, my friend.
Appreciate it. See you guys soon. Talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, happy New Year, Andy.
Absolutely. Yep. He is Andy Herman, joined us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Lot. One call. That's all. We're going to look ahead a little bit into our crystal balls, into 2026, into Bryce Turing's MVP campaign next season. Let's go. If we're going to say it, let's go. Let's get in.
Yeah, lean into
let's
it.
Let's get into it. Yep. He's Tommy Wirtz. I'm Mitch Nellis. We are the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.